This is our bee moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Happy New Year's, everyone. As today is not only the first day of a new year, it's also the first day of a new decade. And I want you to be real clear about the difference between being on an adventure and a quest. For many of us, beginning a new year is about spiritual renewal and going deeper to go higher. For me, going deeper means my way of thinking and my approach to my everyday life is renewed. Once I feel renewed and can see things from a more spiritual perspective, I am even more ready to be used in God's service. This reminds me of a time when I heard a pastor explain the difference between someone being on a quest and on an adventure. The pastor explained that an adventure is personal. It's about your journey. You can stop or turn back whenever you choose. Yet a quest is about something greater than yourself. It is when your journey leads you to helping others, and turning back or giving up is not so easy because you would let so many others down. When I turn to the scriptures, I think about the Apostle Paul's life. He professed in Philippians 3:12 that he would keep working toward that day when he was finally all that Christ Jesus saved him for and wanted him to be. We don't become renewed to keep it to ourselves. Watch the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel today as I share how the key to being on your own quest is about letting go of the past. But before you do that, remember these words. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. 1 Peter 4:10. So today, start your quest.